I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
I'm Anthony Adragna. This is Politico Energy. Later today,
roughly 21,000 National Guards troops are deployed to the Capitol ahead of Inauguration Day.
Inside the fortress that has been built in downtown D.C. in response to the attack on the Capitol 2 weeks ago, the not-so-peaceful transition of power will finalize when Joe Biden is officially sworn in as the 46th President of the United States. And along with Biden and a Democratic Senate, a new era of environmental and regulatory policies is set to kick off. Today, we check in with Politico's Ben LaFabe on a couple of moves we know Biden's White House will kick off on its very first day.
He has said that he will rescind the permit that allows Keystone XL to go over the U.S.-Canadian border, which effectively kills the pipeline. The pipeline was meant to transport crude oil from Western Canada into the U.S. If it can't even get over the border from Canada, it's basically not a viable pipeline anymore.
And with Politico's Alex Guillen, on a court ruling that opens the door for Biden's EPA to more quickly limit carbon pollution from power plants. It's Wednesday, January 20th, Inauguration Day. So on the Keystone Pipeline, Ben, I feel like it's been talked about, you know, being dead and then being revived and then dead again. Is there a reason to think that this time is different and this project may actually be dead this time?
Yeah, the market basically moved away from Keystone XL. A lot of oil companies said, look, we've got so much oil coming out of the U.S. right now, even though it's not the same type of oil. And, you know, there's reasons why refineries might want heavier crude. They don't need it as much as they thought they were going to need it, you know, back when the pipeline was first proposed in 2008. And there were other pipelines that were going to do pretty much the same thing proposed. Let's say a Republican administration comes in 2024. I don't know that there would be enough support even then to get it done. It could, but it would be, I mean, at this point, it's basically a zombie pipeline.
So yesterday, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau came out in support of the pipeline and said he's, quote, confident that Biden will hear out Canada on this. Do we have any sense for how this may impact kind of U.S.-Canadian relationships? I mean, obviously, Alberta is very different than other parts of Canada politically, but is this going to be a political hurdle for the Biden folks now?
Canada, including the government of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, has pushed the U.S. to approve Keystone XL, you know, despite Trudeau's kind of, you know, trying to gain some laurels as an environmentally conscious prime minister. So there's some thought that the Biden folks may be doing Trudeau a little bit of a favor by just saying, let's just rip the Band-Aid off. Let's just get rid of this project. You can blame the U.S. side when you have to go talk to your folks in Alberta or folks tied to the Canadian oil industry. But this is just, you know, done is done. We're not doing this.
What else are we expecting President Biden to do on day one in our space?
Rejoin the Paris Climate Accord. That, again, was something they promised for a while and something they can do without having to go through Congress. I don't know if there's a membership@paris.org email address or like how they actually rejoin Paris. So I that's a pretty much a no-brainer.
Now, on the eve of the inauguration, the Biden administration got a housewarming present of sorts from a federal court by striking down a major rule from Trump's EPA. Our producer, Carlos Prieto, touched base with Politico's EPA wizard, Alex Guillen.
The ACE rule stands for Affordable Clean Energy Rule, and it was issued a couple of years ago by the Trump administration. It was a replacement rule for the Obama-era Clean Power Plan. And basically, it was to fulfill a legal requirement that EPA faced to regulate greenhouse gas emissions, carbon dioxide, really, from the existing fleet of power plants in the U.S. They issued a much more restricted rule than the Clean Power Plan had been, and it said that coal-fired power plants had to consider sort of a handful of options to improve their efficiency, which would theoretically reduce their emissions slightly. So that's where the ACE rule came from.
Under Trump, the EPA argued that the Clean Power Plan was acting beyond its purview under the Clean Air Act. What did the court have to say about it yesterday?
Yeah, so this case boiled down to sort of this one central question, which was, when EPA wrote the ACE rule, it said we're not even allowed to consider methods to reduce greenhouse gas emissions that don't take place right at the source. And if that argument had succeeded, it would have been big for the Trump administration. But they were putting all their eggs in one legal basket, so to speak. And it turns out that basket was very unsteady. The court said, no, the Clean Air Act, there's no way. It doesn't constrain you. Congress clearly intended that to be a flexible thing for EPA to apply its technical expertise on. And so the fact that EPA didn't even consider all these other options for regulation, that alone is enough to strike down the entire rule.
And talk about a timing, you know, taking down the ACE rule. It almost feels like it's giving carte blanche to the incoming administration to basically be as aggressive as the Clean Power Plan or even more so, right?
It's entirely possible. Yeah, it's possible that the Biden administration could come in and look at this ruling and say, we're legally, we're allowed to look at these generation shifting and other compliance methods. We're sort of at this point now. The Clean Power Plan was issued 6.5, almost 7 years ago. And of course, we've learned an awful lot since then. I'm certain we're going to see environmentalists pushing for an even more aggressive replacement. It may structurally not look exactly like the Clean Power Plan did. There may be sort of structural differences, but I think we're definitely going to see a Biden administration that is going to come in with some confidence on what they can do, backed up by this legal ruling. This will absolutely be a top item for the incoming EPA. Presumably, the Biden administration won't appeal. They'll accept it and use that as the opportunity to move on. It actually makes that rulemaking process a lot easier for them because they now have a court ruling vacating the ACE rule, but leaving EPA with that underlying mandate to regulate greenhouse gases. So the president-elect has people who are extremely knowledgeable about this particular area of climate and EPA law. So he's well poised for them to act on this quickly.
Along with the change in administration, this week Politico is launching a revamped version of its popular morning newsletter, Playbook, the unofficial guide to official Washington, with four brand new authors, Tara Palmieri, Eugene Daniels, Ryan Lizza, and Rachel Bade. To subscribe, go to politico.com/playbook. And for more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. And leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. It helps more people find our show. I'm Anthony Adragna. Thanks, and talk to you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Tara Palmieri, and as Joe Biden transitions back into the White House, I'm part of the brand new team leading a new Politico playbook for a new era. Along with my colleagues Ryan Lizza, Rachel Bade, and Eugene Daniels, we'll bring you the obsessive insider scoops about politics and people in power. We'll be your daily unofficial guide to official Washington. We know Playbook is the first thing that hundreds of thousands of you read every morning, and we'll give you an efficient tip sheet to start your day on what you need to read and who you need to watch. Subscribe at politico.com/playbook and tune into our audio briefing every weekday morning, wherever you get your podcasts.